I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you lack care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now's your chance to, well, we warned you.
This way. We must evacuate the city. Take food and water and extra clothing with you. All major highways have been marked to lead you to shelter and welfare centers in the hills.
Gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. So awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is kind of V-shaped with saliva dripping from its rimless lips that seem to, quiver and pulsate. The monster, whatever it is, can hardly move. It's most extraordinary. It's really pleasing.
The Vampire can assume very many different forms at will. Sometimes it appears as a bat, and sometimes as a small cloud of swirling vapor. In this way, it can move unseen among its enemies.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the most terrifying of them all?
The Count Dracula.
Imagine there is something behind the curtain. Or you think you see a demonic, hungry face at the window. Well, relax and pull yourself together. Just remember that after all, there are such things.
Here's a special news bulletin. A large monster is wreaking havoc downtown.
Television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon. The arrival of a spaceship in Washington. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
The rocket base is also functioning on the Earth, and spacecraft leave for the moon on a daily schedule.
Moonlight S-53, stand by. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as its own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as the man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds, as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Disillusionment. Near the end of October, business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radios.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stock to repopulate our planet.
We'll be right back. Lights on. Forward. Forward. 40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. Same shadow. Four forward, drifting to the wet a little. 30 seconds. Okay, engine stop.
The Eagle has landed.
I'm gonna step off the land now.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.